So Hope, this lady you received, you know, relatively new agent, has been out there that long, and you've done a lot of the work on it, Eribulin, a very fascinating agent. You know, you have a patient who's about to begin that. I'm curious what you would say to them. Let's assume it's more educated patient who really wants some information about what Eribulin actually is and what we know about it.
Eribulin.
That's the sea sponge.
Yeah, Eribulin is a halochondrin analog that works more like the vinca alkaloids and taxanes, but causes these non-productive aggregates of tubulin. And it's a halochondrin analog, so it comes from the marine sea sponge. But it's a really interesting agent because it mainly causes bone marrow suppression. So what I've done is, after treating the first patient and having her get neutropenic and get admitted actually briefly and have mucositis, in patients in the very, very advanced setting with some organ dysfunction, I usually start low. So what I tell the patients is, you know, call if you have any problems, you know, mouth sores, fevers, anything like that. You're checking their blood counts on day 1 and day 8. So you have a pretty good idea of how they're doing because you get their blood counts on day 8. And then I start a little lower on the first dose. You know, if they tolerate it well, it's easy to go up. It's just harder to take it back. And then we watched for neuropathy as well. There was an 8% rate of grade 3 neuropathy in the EMBRACE trial and when people had 3 to 5 prior regimens. So it's not that high. But, you know, you obviously want to watch out for that because that's a quality of life issue in your patients. I mean, in patients with ER-positive disease in the late line setting, we've seen some really nice responses. It's not going to last for 6 months, but, you know, except for in a very isolated case. But we've been able to rescue people back and really give them a little bit more time at a critical time when they're really facing, you know, a short survival.
Joyce, any comments on this so-called EMBRACE study that was done with the Eribulin? It was pretty advanced breast cancer. And, you know, the benefits, as you see with a lot of these agents, when you actually look at the papers, look fairly modest, but I guess it also is in a very late line situation. What did you think about the study and what it found?
Well, it was an interesting result. I was a little skeptical of it, I must say, when it first came out, but having used the agent, now it definitely has enough of a non-cross resistance that, as we've been sort of discussing, and this patient's an excellent example of that, even in triple negative disease, it's got enough of a non-cross resistance to get people some benefit, and it's going to give them some symptom reduction, tumor burden reduction, and probably prolonged survival.
So Lita, you know, in this situation, I could see how scary it must have been to give it to her after she'd just been in the ICU for cyclophosphamide. And, you know, we see these papers that have numbers in them like this in terms of toxicity. But what do you say to somebody who's about to begin, you know, this agent in terms of what to expect? And if they say to you, what's the chance I'm just going to kind of cruise this and feel the same or better?
Right. So this was a very long discussion and a very mutual decision that we all made with she and her family. She really didn't have peripheral neuropathy, so that was not a big issue. She had not had nausea as a common side effect or constipation. Alopecia was already there, so that was a non-issue. So what I very much focused on with her was my fear of neutropenia. We were worried enough that we actually gave her full dose, but I told her that it would be very possible that I would hold day 8. And again, we used Neupogen days 2 through 5, and actually she did just fine.
So
but you gave the Neupogen without having her get neutropenic first.
That's correct. So we prophylaxed her with Neupogen, right or wrong. That was our decision based upon her prior recent ICU stay.